1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expected to rule this morning over whether former President Donald Trump has broad immunity over prosecution for any actions that he took as president. For any actions there, former top aide Steve Bannon reporting to prison today for his four-month sentence for refusing to testify before Congress about January 6th. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton among the Democrats doubling down, it said, on their support for Joe Biden even after last week's disastrous debate performance.
Political report. Biden's family is urging him to fire or demote top campaign aides for not preparing him to go on the attack and for overworking him before the debate. A new poll shows 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden has the mental or cognitive health necessary to serve as president.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Boeing agreeing to a deal with the Justice Department that would avoid a trial over 737 MAX crashes that killed hundreds of people. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers still aren't saying why an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field that broke while people were riding it Saturday. 11 people were injured. 6 of them had to go to the hospital. It's not clear exactly what happened or when the escalator might go back in service. Senator Bernie Sanders says he understands Democrats' concerns about President Biden.
But if we are going to protect democracy, if we're going to protect workers' rights, if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with women's rights, the choice is absolutely clear.
Sanders, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Sanders gave several speeches around Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Hundreds of people showed up at the Leach Amphitheater Saturday to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community with Oshkosh Pride. Luke Shelton is one of the primary organizers.
I love how Pride Fest went today. Zero problems, zero hitches. To me, the best part about Pride Fest today was giving out the stickers and the bubbles and seeing all the smiles and watching people dance. That was it for me.
WGBW's sister station WISS in Oshkosh is a sponsor of Oshkosh Pride. Almost 2 weeks after falling bricks from the Galleria tile building closed the street, Law Street in downtown Kaukauna has reopened. The section between Taylor Street and Wisconsin Avenue reopened Friday. The second section at Sarah is expected to remain closed for a week more. The street closed June 16th when bricks fell from the facade of the building, covering the pavement and putting traffic in danger. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a 4-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Tarang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with 5 grand slams in just 8 games? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and we got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their 7th consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell, Astros starter Kyle Hendricks, looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Tarang in the 4th.
Yeah, it was a little bit, right? Look, we can still get out of that inning, too. And it's, you know, it's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA Paul George has told the Clippers he'll not return. He might be headed to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there's been a rumor for weeks the Bucks were shopping 36-year-old Brooke Lopez around, but so far, no new developments. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night. We're talking an inch or more of rain possible in some spots. Today will actually be pretty nice. Partly cloudy, 75. Rain starts after midnight tonight. Tomorrow showers, thunderstorms, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
This July 4th, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW would like us all to reflect on the words of John Dickinson. Then join hand in hand, brave Americans all. By uniting we stand, by dividing we fall. This message is made possible by Renez Group, offering assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and skilled nursing services. If you have a loved one in need, call 715-582-2200 for Renez Group in Peshtigo.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and I'll be joined by South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. It is hour number three, Frank.
What?
We are here with Frank Hermans.
We've been here 2 hours already?
I've been here for 2.5 hours, so has Todd. You've been here for 2 hours
I
and
was
1 minute.
Late.
You were a little late.
I was speeding. There were some bikers in my way.
Yeah, aha. That's what it is. Okay.
It's National Joke Day, right?
Yeah.
It is joke day. The Flukies are with us, and we talked
to them. We held them over.
We did. We talked to them before the break. This is this young couple that is in really good shape that has biked, down to New Orleans, and they just got back from New York City. We were talking about, the infrastructure, the enforcement, just the courtesy of other drivers. And as much as they enjoyed their trip through, how many states did you go through? 9? I got to think about
seven,
this.
Seven, eight.
Okay. We don't have to do that now, but... that we're not bad here in Wisconsin, but we could be a little bit better. Is that safe?
Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah. I mean, you can always be better.
Well, you guys can always be better on everything. Pennsylvania could be better.
Yep.
But they were pretty friendly to you guys. So we're talking about what people can do. So I had mentioned during the break that my parents were big into elder hostels. They would go, and those are kind of like educational...
Experiences.
But they're very frugal. Now, they stayed in college dorms. Right. I mean, it's not like they stayed at the Hyatt or anything. But they really enjoyed that. And are those offered on bikes? Or you could lead that. I think people would really, even if it's 8 or 10
Jim's
people.
Jim's always thinking about the future.
Well, even if you take somebody to Door County or down to where was the circus place? Baraboo?
Baraboo.
That'd be a cool thing, Baraboo.
It's a neat ride down there. Hilly.
Right. Or else maybe if you want to go out to that House on the Rock. I mean, that's a little far, but that would be a very cool trip in that. Tassalia, what's it called?
Tallahassee.
That's a good one too. That's kind of expensive, but maybe you get a good discount if you take 8 or 10 bikers. But anyway, that would be, I think, fun for those. I'm going to say those of us, Frank. That wouldn't have been a true statement.
I would like to do it.
Okay. All right. For people like Frank.
I have a good bike.
Have you thought about doing that as your next phase?
Yeah. We have talked about it. We've spent our whole careers, though, in public service. Tracy was a parks and recreation director, a municipal administrator. I was a law enforcement officer. I've been, doing bike and pedestrian stuff for a long time. So we still are always around to answer questions. Yeah. We're not driving that train as hard as we used to anymore in terms of helping other people. So really our job at this point, I think, is to facilitate folks that want to do those types of things. And we're definitely here for them.
Well, it sounds like what you do is what you want to do. You kind of, you do what you want to do. I like to write shows. That's what I do. You like to ride bikes and endurance. Is it a test for you sometimes when you do these things, the endurance? Is that part of it?
All day, every day. I mean, what we tell people is that we sort of live and die a little bit all day long. But when we get up the next morning and we can't wait to be back on our bike, we know it was worth it. So it'd be a little bit like somebody doing a 10K or somebody doing an Ironman and asking them, was that hard? Of course it was hard, but that's part of the appeal as
well. Part of the appeal of it.
Right?
You get that high when you're working out. You know, I do. Yeah. Your heart rate. Where are you getting your heart rate going? Do you ever monitor that?
We do.
When you're doing a 10% grade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It was ironic on this trip. Like I was saying, we did a lot of rail trails at the beginning of our trip in Illinois and in Indiana. Then we got to Pennsylvania and there were hills. And one of our first hills we hit was probably like a 19% grade.
Holy cow.
And we were like, holy moly, we're going to not be able to make it. So, you know, watching our heart rate and going, oh, and then we have all that extra weight on the bike, but it's a challenge, and you look at it, and it got to the point with the hills in Pennsylvania that we were, like, competing against each other to see who was going to stop first, and we wouldn't.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And we would climb these things, like, 3-4 miles straight up, and we would get to the top and go, how the heck did we do that? And it was just, you know, mind over matter and just working it out. But it definitely, you know, is a challenge and keeps you going. And
if you work out hard, you kind of know when you're at red line, right?
Yeah.
And we would be at red line a lot on some of these things. They were short, but it was literally everything we had because pushing the tandem, will do absolutely anything to avoid that. It's miserable. Yeah. If you can ride it even at 4 or 5 miles per hour, you're still more efficient than pushing it at 1 mile an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got to be a little bit careful. I mean, when you get way up there, if your heart rate's, you know, over 170 or something, you could get a little delirious too, you know.
Oh,
I'm delirious right now. My heart rate is going.
One of the advantages that we have on the tandem is that we have a partner that knows us very, very well and can help us monitor that. So if we're doing something and Tracy's navigation is starting to get a little weird, it's like, how you feeling? She's like, oh, I'm okay. When was the last time you ate something? Oh, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. Or if I start to get grumpy, you know, I wouldn't notice that on my own. I might power through it, which would be the absolute worst thing to do because I'm going to get clobbered by that later. So we're constantly checking on each other. The funny thing about the climbing, though, I always used to say to Trace, hey, how are you doing? Because the last thing in the world you want to do is come to an abrupt stop and not be coordinated on the tandem. But over time, what I realized is every time I asked her if she was okay, she's like, yeah, I'm fine. And I suddenly realized that I was looking for an out. Yeah. And so on this trip.
Looking for the excuse. Yeah.
You can't be.
No, so I didn't ask anymore. I figured she's a big girl. She'll tell me if she needs to stop.
You got to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Something that I think you two can do and do what you want. But I think when you show up to a meeting for an amenity on the trail, I think you just come with a lot more credibility. You know, people come and talk all the time, and I think it's great. I mean, everyone's pretty much equal. But for you to say, look, we've done this, we've experienced this, I just think that might move it along quicker. And I hope you do that. I know it's sit down, wait.
You know, there's a change for us. So, you know, we've been consulting nationally for 30 years on this kind of stuff.
Right.
And now that we're not working anymore or as much, we still have the same information, and it's free. If you buy me a cup of coffee, I will tell you the same thing for nothing that I was charging people $200 an hour for. Yeah. Because we just want to share the wealth and make our communities better, our people happier, healthier, and safer. It's literally that simple.
So how many other folks are doing what you do, tandem and going cross country? There has to be other folks, right?
So remember when you were trying to figure out what you were going to do with your life and you're like, I don't want to do a real job. I'm going to, you know, do shows for a living. And everybody thought you were crazy.
Yes.
That's me with biking. Literally, there was nothing else that I thought I could be interested in enough and have enough drive. But I had the passion for keeping people safe first and then helping them develop mobility and access, and not just for people that can afford or want a car, for everybody. Because even those of us that drive every place, the second we get out of a car, we still need to get across the street safely to wherever we're going. So if we make it right for people who are white walking and biking, our communities are just better, more resilient, more cost-effective. Nothing gets worse when we make it better for biking.
What's the biggest safety risk with bike? Is it helmets? Are we good at that now? I know they give them out, and you know, they even with these scooters that we have in Green Bay, I think they have them in Oshawa. They don't give helmets out, but you can go and get one down at City Hall if you want one.
So the most common injuries for bicyclists are what I call just fall down, go boom kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, you're not paying attention, or you hit a pothole or whatever. Helmets are extremely effective at protecting you in those low-speed, low-impact crashes. They protect your head. They are better than nothing in a crash with a motor vehicle, but really what we need to do with those crashes is just make sure they don't happen. Does that make sense? So in order to do that, it's a shared responsibility. We need the bicyclist being well-trained, you know, riding effectively, safely, following the rules of the road, but we need motorists driving in a manner where they not only see other motorists, but they see people who are walking, they see people who are biking. Because if you're driving with that level of awareness,
that's the word.
It's better for everybody.
Yeah. That is the word, awareness, because I got to tell you, we live in a state where we have Harley Davidsons, you know, taking over the road, and it's great. It's great. Don't get me wrong. But I think there's awareness on both sides also.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You as being that out there, that object, your awareness must be just hyper awareness.
Well, and we're also well trained. So the how crashes happen, they're predictable and they're preventable. So we know what things bicyclists do that contribute to crashes. We know what mistakes motorists make that contribute to crashes. So you try not to do the bad things yourself. You try to be visible, and then you put yourself in a place where if a motorist makes a predictable mistake, it's not going to be a problem for you and the other folks. The number of times that because of our actions, we've kept motorists out of a car bike crash, it's almost innumerable.
That's awesome. And the other thing I want to just say about bikes, and we don't have to go to New York, but just the ease of getting down here for the 4th of July, right?
Oh. Yes.
I mean, we take our bikes, and I live pretty close to here, but it's so convenient.
Yep.
I just love it to church, there's no parking issues.
Exactly. You know, when we were in New York City, we were traveling around on our bike and walking, and we looked at Google,
yeah.
To see what would be the fastest way to get to Statue of Liberty. And the fastest way to get there was by bike.
By bike. Isn't that great?
By bike, subway.
The slowest way was by car.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
The fastest way was going to be by bike. And the subway was pretty comparable right down the middle and very low cost. So, yeah.
I find it crazy in New York City, some of these guys that ride bikes downtown, they are amazing.
Oh.
They're athletes. Plus, you have to be super aware. And they are dodging.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Funny thing, though, the whole time we were in New York City, we never saw another tandem.
Yeah.
It's because like trying to drive a semi-tractor trailer through New York City. It's just not a thing, right?
But I think what I hope people know is, Frank, that you can do this.
Yeah.
Anybody can.
Yeah. I have
no. You're not gonna be like that flukies to do this.
I
ease of biking, and I think the city and the county is doing pretty well. I think we could do better.
Mm-hmm.
When Nick was here, we did really well.
Yeah,
but he went to Manitowoc.
Yeah,
that he really liked the whole Cheryl Lane things. He was all in on biking, and I don't know that he even had a car, but he just biked everywhere.
Yep.
And I think we need people like that
that
really are dedicated to that mode of transportation, and then we can all learn from them, like you guys. So. But I just hope this summer is, you know, safe, like you said, you know, and we have drivers have to be aware.
Absolutely.
But biking to Bay Beach, for instance, I mean, that's an easy, easy thing to do now. Right?
Well, you said the 4th of July. So one of our favorite things to do is to bike down to the fireworks
because we
live in Ashwaubenon. We hop on the bike lanes on Broadway. Yeah. We come straight into the fireworks. There's no crowd. There's no parking issues. Nothing.
Yeah. You get home before everybody else does.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we're so glad you're here. Yeah. I'm so glad you got back here safely.
Thank you.
Everything you're doing for the community and, you know, for yourselves, too. I mean, you're healthy and you're sharing your knowledge with us. So, yeah, keep us posted on your next chapter.
Yep.
Sounds
we'll
good.
Be around.
All right. Great.
The
All right.
North Happy Pole. The North Pole.
Happy 4th of July. I don't know about that, Frank. All right, we're going to be right back. We got a special guest in just a minute. Big Wayne's in the house. We'll be right back. Frank.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back. Isn't that interesting? I mean, the Flukies are, you know, Peter and Tracy, they're bicyclists. It's their passion. That's what they wanted to do. And to come in and share that with us. And if you followed them on WeBike.org, pretty cool blog that they put together about their experiences. But, you know, like I keep saying, we don't have to go to New York to bike. We have great facilities here right in Brown County and to bike down and use the trail, especially for the fireworks. I mean, that's, you don't have to worry about all the cars and vehicles. And then earlier today we had Logan on, right, from Sunny Hill Farm. And not that this is healthy nutrition day, but I just saw Big Wayne out in the lobby. So I you're the man.
Am I on?
You are now.
Nice.
Thank you for being here. A-Frame Acres.
Yep.
And you, I mean, you're big into the bees, but you also grow a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. And so what I'm doing is I've always wanted to be into farming and agriculture, but I was into fitness out of college. So, yeah. You know, just like, you know, the people they just had in work out very passionate. I was lucky to have a occupation for the last 30 years. I was passionate in, but I always loved agriculture. I grew up like that and everything. So I'm in my mind, this is what I want to be my retirement lead-in job. I'll always
work.
Cool. So I'm trying to build a brand, basically. So the bees is my number one. I love the bees. Fascinating. There's so much to do. But I want to, what I'm learning is, you know, you can't grow everything. You have to pick certain crops. Because if you try to do everything, it's just too much work. So what I love to grow is garlic. Yeah. I love growing it, but it takes time because, you know, unless you're a big startup company, garlic is expensive. To buy seed garlic, organic, because the garlic that I brought you, that is 100% complete organic. There's nothing in there. It's grown basically by the compost from my chickens and everything. So it takes time. So seed garlic is $25 a pound, and you want to, you need to buy quality seed garlic. You can plant garlic heads from the store, but those are generally soft neck. They come in from California.
Yes.
And a lot of things like that are sprayed with stuff to keep them from sprouting. So you can grow it. It's just not going to be a quality product. Where if you buy seed garlic, and there's a place down in Madison called Keen Organic, Keen Garlic, and they have just about every variety. And it's.
So did you bring that for me or for Todd?
For you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you, I don't know if you were listening earlier. So my kids are coming home for the 4th, right? And one of my future son-in-law, he likes Thai food, as does my daughter.
Lots of garlic.
And I was reading the recipe. There's a lot in that recipe.
And celery in Thai food too, or no?
I didn't see celery on there, but it had like 18, 19 ingredients. And, but anyway, the cloves of garlic. So your garlic just tastes much better. And I told you that And I'll pay you for it, but it's just different than the stuff you get at Costco.
I literally pulled those this morning. So this is, they're just to the point now where they're forming the cloves inside. So garlic you plant in the fall. So you have to, and so what you, kind of the whole business philosophy part, if you want to grow it sustainably, is you have to start with buying seed garlic. And then you pick half of it for yourself, and then you replant half of it, you know, again.
Oh.
And you keep doing that.
So my wife does.
And
we
doing
got a little,
that.
We got a little
and doing that, yep.
We grow thyme and we you know, all the little herbs. We have a little herb garden. Is your type of garlic the kind that you can eat and you don't get bad breath? Is that because I'm looking for that kind of garlic.
I haven't had that.
So when it comes smooching time with the wife,
you just have to eat it. Well, it depends when you smooch. Yeah. You know, you just have to, you know, either eat garlic in the morning or at night.
Garlic in the evening, garlic in the morning, garlic at supper time.
How's your year been with the bees, with the veggies? And I want people to get that from you, because you have that honey you have, you know, I say this every time, but that is
good.
It's interesting because when you
help my allergies too. I told you that before, but did you know that, Frank? They get, you have to buy
honey for, if you have allergies like me, you buy honey that's local because the bees that pollinate, it's those flowers and weeds.
Yeah. Yes.
So his stuff. Yeah. Worked, and I've always done honey, but
you want to buy the raw honey, because raw honey isn't filtered.
Yeah.
So we strain it to take the big chunks out, but that's the whole benefit. There's, in fact, I send my honey samples down to UW Madison, and there's a girl down there that tests it. So when it comes back, when I sell my honey, it's like, here's all the pollen that the bees have gathered. So you can see, like, if you're allergic to ragweed, you know, this is it. Or
that's so cool.
It is. Yeah. Well, I'm very into technology, but I'm only into technology that makes sense, because I've tried to do the agriculture. You don't want it to be over the top. It needs to fit into your thing. So with the bees, you know, I have sensors, the temperature, humidity, the weight scales. I got radar. In fact, Melaine Weld was just last Friday out at the Botanical Gardens, and she interviewed me, and I kind of showed her, and it resonates with her because they do that with dairy. Sure. So a lot of things that I do, I kind of replicate what the dairy industry is doing, because I mean, they're so far ahead of everyone, you know, just because that's our, you know, there's money in there. Yeah. And with the beekeeping industry is just coming out of the dark ages. I mean, beekeeping hasn't changed since 1851, when Reverend Langstroth basically figured out bee space and created the current Langstroth hives. And then US, we adopted that to standardize everything, but we haven't changed beekeeping. So the technology is there. There's a company in Stoughton that makes all these sensors, and obviously temperature, humidity, that's been around forever. It's just, they're making it to put these sensors in the hive so it doesn't interrupt the bees. So it's new to this. So someone like me that's doing it, there's no instructional book. I have, you know, you're taking these readouts and then you're trying to figure out what the bees are doing. Because the problem is, I was explaining to Melaine, you know, I go, Melaine, think about when you're on your farm and you're caring for your herd, and your cows are behind a curtain, and you're trying to figure out how to care for them. That's what beekeeping is. You know, you're trying to figure out what the bees are doing, and they're in this box, and all you can see is what's going on in the outside or what you know should be going on the time of the year. Well, when you have temperature and humidity and scales, I can see if the queens are brooding up properly, if they're healthy. I can see if they're bringing in nectar. And that's been important for a year like this, because believe it or not, all this rain is not good for the bees.
For
because
anybody.
Well, we're going from 1851, and then along came Wayne.
Yeah.
He's going to write the book on it.
I tell people, you know what, you can't be beekeeping like your dad and grandfather's anymore.
Yeah. Now, that's cool, and you're bringing that technology to kids and to the botanical gardens. He's on Melaine's show tomorrow, aren't you, Melaine?
I'm going to talk to him tomorrow.
All right.
Hey,
that'd be good.
Where are you getting your bees? Where do you go get your bees? I mean,
There's a guy we have one commercial guy in our club, Augie Linskin. So if you're going to get bees, you just get them from him.
All right.
Okay.
Although the better you get, you can get your own bees.
How do we get, what's the website again?
So, well, my Facebook page is A-Frame Acres. So A-Frame Acres, my Facebook page. And then just go there, and I've got a honey cart in my driveway. You can come by. I have educational materials. Usually I'm outside and I can talk to you, show you the bees and
everything.
We're
doing it. All right. Thank you, Wayne. All right, we're going to be right back.
Don't you try to think ahead. Save tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could give you facts and figures. Yeah, I could give you plans and hope. When do we? Why did you receive? Even
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An audit says it's taking longer for the state of Wisconsin Crime Lab to process sexual assault evidence kits. Tests are supposed to be done in 6 months, but the Legislative Audit Bureau says it's taking closer to 9 months. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors say they're still concerned about the prospect of going to jail.
It's already hard enough to make these critical decisions in the moment. And if you're stuck on, okay, I can go down path A, but I'm not allowed to go down path B, that is very confusing for both clinicians and the patients and the shared decision making that we do.
Dr. Stella Dantas is president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The 50th annual powwow for the Oneida Nation occurred this weekend. Tribal and community members gathered at Norbert Hill Center to mark a major celebration for the Oneida Nation, its 50th annual powwow. The event saw competition dancing, drumming, a traditional lacrosse tournament, and other activities. You don't have to go to war or survive a crime to be dealing with PTSD. Jenny Hansen is a licensed clinical social worker for Golden Vibes Counseling.
I think we need to expand our thoughts about what causes trauma. So there's racial trauma, there's the trauma of being queer in society, or belonging to any marginalized group, you know, someone with long-term health problems, someone with a disability. They can all experience trauma, as well as familial trauma, as well as cultural trauma.
If you or someone you love needs mental health help, you can start by talking to your primary care doctor. For mental health crisis, call 988. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The band Tenacious D is prepared to hit the road before this year's election. Band members Jack Black and Kyle Gass have announced a 5-show tour between October 21st and 26th, hoping to rock D vote. It's no coincidence that all 5 stops are in swing states, as they will hit schools in Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and here in Wisconsin on October 23rd at the Sylvie in Madison. Tickets go on sale June 28th. Do you find it hard keeping up with streamable content? Most people do, and that's why Variety's critics have released a list of 2024's best TV shows so far. Shows that are not to be missed include Netflix's Baby Reindeer and John Mulaney's Everyone is in L.A., Apple TV's Presumed Innocent, Prime Video's Fallout, Max Show's Hacks and Tokyo Vice, AMC's Interview with a Vampire, and Shogun from FX. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night. We're talking an inch or more of rain possible in some spots. Today will actually be pretty nice. Partly cloudy, 75. Rain starts after midnight tonight. Tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Thomas Paine said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it." This July 4th, the staff and realtors at Shorewest Realtors invite you to join them in pausing to reflect on the sacrifices made by the men and women of the armed forces in defense of our freedom. Shorewest Realtors at 839 Lombardi Avenue in Green Bay. Call 920-593-4100 for your realty needs. That's 920-593-4100.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm calling it now before the opinion actually drops. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide that in some situations, American presidents are kings. There's no better place to hear the breakdown.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. Our last half hour, Frank. We are with Frank Hermans.
Can we do another 3 hours? This was fun. Come on.
No, I gotta go work.
You gotta work.
I do. This is lots work. To do today. This is work. This is fun work. Yeah. I gotta go work.
You gotta rake the leaves or what?
No. It's not manual. Okay. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
But no, this has been great, and I really want to. Brittany was. Gosh. It was fun to talk about the weather and what's going on. That Logan was awesome, and it was nice that we had Logan on here from Sunny Hill Farm, and then Wayne just came on from A-Frame Acres Farm. So
we crushed my hand when I shook.
Right?
It.
How about that guy?
Yeah,
he's put together. Yeah. And then the Flukies were awesome too.
They're
with
good
biking.
People.
Aren't you feeling like we should get off the couch?
I need to go biking today.
I know.
After that.
Or eat healthy or something. But
this is good stuff. Yeah. This is good stuff.
It is good. But
I tell you what.
But after we do all that exercise, we got to chill. And there's no better place in Northeast Wisconsin than the Grand Oshkosh.
Beautiful facility.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, we got Jim Schmidt, Joe Furlow, and Frank Hermans. What? I think we do need a couple of hours.
We do.
That's a lot of personality and voice.
Yes, as I've heard through the grapevine, I'm a big personality. What that means is you're tough to manage. So, but anyway, I haven't heard that lately. So
my father said that a little differently.
Right.
I'm a big personality.
Yeah. I love that.
Hey, speaking of big personalities, you got an awesome lineup. And I just want to, before we get to that, I just, again, want to thank you. Johnny and I and Todd went down and Amanda to take a tour of Oshkosh. And I hadn't been there in a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, EAA we go to. And in fact, we're going to go again this year with Civic Media and WGBW. But just to go and chill in Oshkosh, grab a, dinner and a hotel. I just hadn't done that in a while. And man, is that place advanced. I mean, the downtown is so great.
Beautiful.
It's so clean, and it's the sidewalks and the restaurants, and then the top it all off is the Grand Oshkosh. Joe gave us an unbelievable tour. So, yeah. I mean, you got it going on. You must feel really good about your environment.
Well, it's Happy New Year for us too. Like any nonprofit, many nonprofits, we start our fiscal year on July 1. So we announced the season yesterday in a New Year's Eve party. And I announced over 100 events. I announced three new programs. I announced 31 days of programming for October. And a couple of new ways that we're going to do some things that are going to highlight local artists as well. It was a fun day. And we had treats and we had 100 people. We did it all on stage. We had a party on the stage. It was a good day.
Wow.
It was a good day. And now it's a new year.
That is a cool way to do it too, with the whole New Year's Eve thing. And I was just reading through your lineup. I'm sure you're going to have Todd Michaels buying tickets because you got quite the haunted illusions and ghost tours and stuff.
We got, that has really taken over. When we started to, when I went all in with Haunted Happenings a couple years ago, the idea was, there's the December in Oshkosh and arguably beyond is owned by the pain. With the Nutcracker programs.
Correct.
And all the great stuff,
yep.
The beautiful mansion. And I said to our staff, I want to own October. We got the oldest theater and one of the most allegedly haunted theaters in Wisconsin. We need to own October the same way. And so what better way than to crazily program every darn day with something? So we did that.
Cool. And marketing excellence. I got to say, it's fantastic.
Well, and I take that as a compliment, my friend, because, I we have a show and it made me think of you in a really good way.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We brought in this group and they're coming back this year called Assisted Living the Musical.
Yeah, I love it.
It's two actors playing, I think, 20 different roles at a fictional place called Pelican's Roost.
Oh, man. Funny.
And they have all topical humor for the seniors. And I thought, this is a Frank show.
How do you do
this
it?
Is a Frank
you
know it. Show.
Yeah.
And caters to my audience.
And by the way, they ate it up.
Yep.
And so I called one of our mutual friends, colleague of mine in Green Bay. I said, you need this show.
Yep.
You need this show for your Frank audience.
Yep. And they will buy the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
They will. They will.
Talk about the prescriptions.
I love it.
Hey, you're kicking. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing about the season that's interesting is, you know, we announced, like I said, a bunch of shows, but there are still a bunch more that get added as the season goes on. And between us and the outside promoters and folks who rent the theater, there's a lot of tribute in our season this year. And I wanted to address that up front, because not everybody on face value loves the Tribute Act. You know, or, gee, I wish I could see Jimmy Buffett or Prince or Cher or Aretha Franklin. And the fact is, we're not going to see them anymore.
No.
So my job becomes, I had a really great mentor when I was younger who said to me, no matter what it is you do, whatever you present, just present the best.
Right.
You know? And so I can tell you, you know, I can't speak to every tribute on our season, because not all of them were booked by me, but if you see the Grand Oshkosh name on it, I can tell you, I listened. And when Lisa McClowry does Cher, and when Cece Tenille does Aretha, and her name's out of my head, I'm gonna look it up right now, does Loretta Lynn, that is first class. Emily Portman, I'm sorry, I needed her name. That is first class stuff.
Yep, it is.
And then you get to see them at a fraction of the cost. You get to hear that great music played well. And I don't even care if they look like the artist. It's nice. It's a bonus. When they open their mouth and when they put their hands on that guitar, I want to hear Bob Seger's music. I want to hear Tom Petty's music.
Right.
And if I can get that, and you put it on my little stage, you've seen it. It's like the energy is crazy. It's like shaking a Coke can. You know, you're just waiting for it to explode with that audience. So it's a season of all kinds of stuff. And now I'll shut up and let you
know. I just want to say.
Easy interview. Easy I like interview. This.
I just want to say how right you are about that. And I see that you're kicking it off. And I just want to say, Frank, with Let Me Be Frank Productions, you guys sound right on, especially your wife. Yeah. I mean, right? She could do.
She is the best Reba impersonator in the nation. And we've been to Vegas and stuff. And so I know exactly what Joe's talking about. If they sound like them, it's a bonus if they look like them.
Right. But people just want to hear that. And if they don't sound like them, people don't like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you don't want to act it either. I had a guy do a Sinatra tribute a few years ago. And given my ethnicity, it took me forever to find a Sinatra guy that I liked. I put him on stage and he tried to explain to the audience, and he just looked at me and said, listen, I'm an Italian from New Jersey. I opened my mouth to sing. Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like he went, oh, gee, I need to be Frank Sinatra.
Right.
It just always came out that way.
Right.
And that's kind of the way it feels. It's just so natural with these people. Mm-hmm. And people don't have to take my word for it. There's going to be a clip on the website of any of these shows. So if anything, you know, you go there, thegrandoshkosh.org, you click on
the
clip,
you make up your
mind for yourself.
Yeah. Get a taste of it.
This Buffett Margaritaville. So we had a fundraiser. I work at the New Community Shelter. It's a homeless shelter here in Green Bay. And we had a fundraiser it was May or June. It wasn't that long ago. And we brought his band up from Florida. And there was some that played with him. And that was just really great, great music. The vocals, that was good. But the music, people just wanted to hear that. And they just showed up. And then we had, cheeseburgers and, we kind of had food to kind of compliment.
Well, this Loretta Lynn tribute artist, her backup band is a little band called the Coal Miners. She's got Loretta Lynn's estate behind her. And she's got Loretta Lynn's band backing her.
Boom.
So there's an endorsement.
Wow. That's cool that you're doing that. And that's and the other thing I like about what you're doing here is you're kind of touching different pocketbooks.
It's so important. And some of the new programs, some of the new social programs that we added are geared towards that. We got to be smart about this. You know, none of the three of us are the future of what we do, right? we're the present. And some might argue that we're the past. And where's this audience going to come from? What are they going to want to see? What's going to get them out socially? You know now, Jim, that when you getting people into the Grand the second time is not the hard part.
Right.
You know,
no, I'm sure.
Getting people, especially youngish people with families, so I got stuff that you can bring your family to. Come watch the dogs on stage doing their circus act, right? Or, there's there are things, and then there's great things for, I found my first ever electro swing band, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Neither.
You know? And so the quickest way out of business right now for what I do is only the book, the stuff you like.
You know, Joe, I was just going to bring that up. You're doing your programming based on economics and not your personal choices. And that is the smartest way to run a theater nowadays. You book with your heart, you're not going to make it.
Love these guys.
You got to book with your economics and who you're bringing in.
I'm not ready for that, because the one that booked for my heart will be the one that I go, well, for my last year.
Right. What are you going to do to me?
And I'm not ready for that yet. Yeah. I got stuff to do.
When we were, I was telling Frank earlier about mayor school, when we just go, you just learn how to be, you know, a better leader, a better mayor. But, and they talked about walking around versus driving around, those kind of things. But something they mentioned was, when you go to your events, look out into the crowd. And this is 10 years ago, but if you don't see millennials out there, you better change your program.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like you said, I mean, if they're going to die out or lose interest or not be mobile enough to come to it. But, you know, it's like the whole, we went through that a little bit with the whole Miss Green Bay pageant. We just weren't getting anyone like young to come to that. And, but there's things, even with the city band concert that's been playing now for 100 years, you know, they'll just spice it up a little bit with a guest performer. Mm-hmm. You should do that.
Even the most
classical organizations that are successful, look at what Fox Valley Symphony is doing. Look what Milwaukee Symphony is doing. They charge it up with other things to bring other people in, and they go, wow, I just saw a symphony orchestra playing. It didn't hurt.
Right.
You know, I went to the Grand and I could go in my jeans.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and I could have a beer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm so glad, when I was a kid, my parents would drag us to these things, and it was just awful.
Painful.
It was painful. We had to sit there and listen. I don't know, six of us are sitting there watching this like chamber orchestra on. It starts to sound the same when you're, you know, 12 years old, 13 years old. It just doesn't. And we were driving home, and then just somebody said, how many people had glasses? 7. You know, how many people, how many men, you know.
Not talking about the piece that was played.
No, right. We're all like, we're so bored. We're just taking notes on other things that were going on there. So anyway, it's nice that they've reacted, instead of being like, we're the symphony, we're the chamber, we're this or that, that they're connecting. And I think that's great.
You want the art to be good.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. But it's about the experience.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to be fun.
They're not enjoying their time in the Grand. That doesn't get them back a second time unless it's just for a particular, because eventually you got to go, well, you know, I went and saw X and I liked it. So if Joe's saying that the share person is great and I don't know her, and I looked at the thing and I go, well, she does, you know, she looks great, then I'm going to take the risk. And it all becomes trust. And that's why, and Frank, you know this as well as anybody I know, it's all about the audience trusting you. Mm-hmm. And we can do that better in communities our size than we can in larger cities, because we have that dialogue in a way that doesn't happen. And it's why I get such a kick out of, you know, it's 20 years and counting, and just in Oshkosh for me.
Unbelievable, Joe. That's awesome.
Tell me about it. Joe, two things before we go.
I haven't said anything.
Yeah, well, I know we're kicking this thing off, but this Prince experience, I'm a kind of a Prince fan.
Oh, he's fantastic.
You see him?
Brennan books that. That's good stuff, Brennan, man.
Yeah, Brennan C. Hayford, I see that. He's a great, solid. But look at this. You can see the Prince experience, and then next night come back for the Portrait of Aretha Franklin. Oh, how's that for a weekend?
Affordable tickets. That's the big thing.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing that. Hey, where do we get all this information? Besides, we can always tap into you personally. So where do we go to get the information on the Grand?
The website right now, it is thegrandoshkosh.org. Don't forget the. We have our Facebook and we have our Instagram profiles, but the website is always the place to go, thegrandoshkosh.org. This month is donors get priority to order tickets. Don't let that deter you. It's only $50 to be a donor. You can donate the spot, get your tickets in advance. It's only 550 seats. So
I know.
I was just going to ask you that, Joe. 550 seats.
And it's the most beautiful theater there's. All right, Joe. Hey, have a happy 4th. Thank you for what you're doing for Oshkosh. Thanks, for the Grand. And I'm sure we'll see you this season. Yeah. All right, we're going to be right back.
Same to you both.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll be right back with Frank Hermes and the mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back. Thank you, Joe. That was Joe Furlow, the Grand in Oshkosh.
He's the
bomb. Those things are, it's tough to make money. So we need to support theaters. Like, you know, you at the Meyer Theater, you know, you can donate, but when you have all your shows, the Frank, Let Me Be Frank, and the other shows that Matt puts on, I mean, it's important that we support that because they're tough. You know, the Capitol in Manitowoc and, those are just great amenities.
Live venues. I hate to tell you because the younger generation feels that they can get that on their tablet. They need to see live theater, live music. And to be honest with you, artists these days are only making money by touring, not on their record sales, not on their, because nobody's buying stuff because you can get it for free. Did you know that?
Well, I mean, they just, like on Spotify, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not, we pay for that, don't we?
Yeah, but the artists get a small percent. I just got a residual check the other day for $53.
Great. For what? What is that for?
That was from Meta. I have a couple reels that are played a lot, so I get some residual. So, you know, over the course of a year.
So a million listeners and you got $53?
Yeah, I think I made $600 last year. And then I got my book. I get residual on that. So, but those funny little checks. But these big artists, they have to have millions and millions and millions of plays to make a living, you know. Yeah. And when it used to be, you could sell, you know, 100,000 records, you'd be doing okay.
But now, you're saying so that is a residual, and they need to make the real money by live performances.
That is why you're seeing, Jim, when you go see concerts, that the ticket prices are $150,
I know,
$175, because
they are a lot.
They can get it. These smaller venues, like the Meyer, the Grand, they got to pick and choose. They got to get aging artists, or they got to get tribute acts where they can afford to have a $30 ticket or a $50 ticket. Yeah. And that's what you need to do. That it should be your direction with a community theater that's bringing in live stuff.
Yeah. And I think Matt does a great job.
Yeah.
Your show, so we were talking a little bit off air.
Yep.
And I think what's really neat about you, I think, you know, you're funny, you're a good entertainer, and you know a lot of people, but you're a good dad, and you incorporated your kids into this.
I just said, I'm a good dad. Is that the way you should say it? I am a good dad.
I think.
Yeah, thank you, Jill. Well, I appreciate that.
I think you are. And I've met your kids. And, but you gave them a spot on the stage. Did they want it, or did you force them? Or how does that work with kids in theater?
Well, my oldest son, or he's my middle oldest, he's 25, Blake.
Right.
He didn't start showing an adaptability or liking of music till he was about 13. All of a sudden, he can play guitar better than me when he's 15. I'm like, what is this?
Right.
How did you do this, and why? And all of a sudden, he starts singing this. He's got this Justin Bieber voice with the flexibility.
Yeah.
And as he got older, I said, hey, you want to do a show? He did his first show when he was 13 years old with me, a bit part. He played Curly Lambeau, young Curly Lambeau. And then he's a full-time member at 25. Now my other son, Harrison, who's been performing with me since he's been 10, is 13 years old, and he is doing the summer show. So I got two boys.
Oh, wow.
25, Blake, and 13, Harrison, that are in this show, and they play brothers. And I got that same brother humor with them going on. And those boys can sing like a lark. And it's so fun. And I'm so proud of them. They make me cry.
How is that coaching your kid? Is that
It's hard.
Yeah, right?
It's hard because sometimes they don't listen to you. And then I got to pull them aside and said, listen,
right.
This is dad's business,
right.
And you need to understand that.
Yeah.
What that means, you need to be here on time, you need to show up, and you need to set an example.
Right.
And that's to my older son. And to my younger son, listen, you're not in junior high school. Not everything is sophomoric humor. Everything needs to be, right. And you need to follow the script. I don't need you ad-libbing because you are.
Gee, I wonder where you learned that.
Yeah, exactly. These boys, they want to just go off script. And I'm like, read your lines. And then we'll talk. I'll approve if I think it's funny because you're not there yet.
Okay.
Sometime improving, you need to harness it.
Did your share of improving.
Well, yes. I'm doing this show, aren't I?
No, I meant.
This is all improv.
Even at your shows because yeah. You can yeah. really get. You can tell you're improving when the band laughs. You know?
Yeah, totally. And that's and one of the beautiful things is I do have a talented troupe that is really good at improv. That's where we get really started when we were young.
Yeah.
Is improv.
Yeah.
And I do have a scripted show, but you go off base or so you hear something that day or something happened in the media.
That you can tie into
that. That you can tie in.
Yes. You,
so what
sometimes
you
I would show up and you would... Throw
you under the bus.
Yes,
a little bit.
Improv,
oh, God. Can you come in every morning and do that?
No.
That'd be wonderful.
I would go to a show at the Meyer, and he, you know, 800 people there, yep. And he would be, and I was really watching it, and I don't know, you're looking for something that's like, you know, I even asked the mayor, or just something, and it, yep. was,
it was just something.
And you wouldn't use it the next night, yeah. But it was just that
was
night.
Because you were there. For,
yeah, and that was funny.
And Jim, I noticed that every night. Every night, I look in the crowd. I don't know if you know this, and when I open a show, I come out and I ask where people are from.
Yeah.
And then I make fun of their communities, but then I bring those communities back into the show. And it makes people love to feel like they're part of the show.
Right.
They like to feel, oh my God, he just said, I'm from Luxembourg Casco, the Twin Cities, you know, stuff like that.
I know.
It's part of the deal, and I love every second of it.
Kiwani, welcome to America.
I actually have a favor of you guys.
Yeah.
Because you're both performers, right?
Yeah.
Saturday was Amanda's birthday.
Oh, yes.
And
that's right.
We wanted to ask if you guys would sing a little happy birthday to her this morning.
Sure. You ready?
I know Mido's not here to do his
rendition.
And
that's good because we'll be on pitch.
Yeah, right.
We will sing together.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Amanda.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday
to Elvis. All right, you do Elvis. That
I was
awesome.
A little harmony
I know, that
there,
was good. I could, I, okay, I should have done that. Well,
no,
all right.
Okay.
Hey, happy birthday, Amanda. We're glad you're...
Happy birthday, Amanda.
In the studio with Todd, and she does some other shows here during the week as well.
Sure, it's hard.
Hey, just one thing, and I'm not going to, you're on TV tomorrow, and then you've got your show kicking off, and I'll see you on the 4th, because we're going to come down and listen to you guys. Growing up, like, was it funny in your house?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
My family is crazy.
Right?
My mom and dad, both, my mom's side has 11 brothers and sisters. Ooh. My dad has 10 brothers and sisters, and they are all... We call it the Herman's laugh.
Right.
They all, ha, ha. And if you go to my website, you can click on my face and it goes, ha, ha.
You're always trying to outdo each other.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I grew up in a house
nonstop.
Like that. Yeah, that is.
And everybody liked to drink.
We didn't.
So it was really funny.
It's funny. Our house, we had 11 and I think three of them drank a lot. And the other of us, but it was all a balance. We consumed a lot of them.
Okay.
Anyway, Frank Kermans, thank you for being here.
What a good
you
time.
Are the guy. And Todd, Amanda, thank you.
Anytime.
Got through it. We missed Johnny. He's going to be back next week. But tomorrow, another special guest, as well as Wednesday. And then we're taking a couple days off here. So anyway, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Frank Kermans
and
the mayor.
We'll
see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day. And we'll hear from Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.